hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah. It's the dating segment that your mom wants to participate in.
Oh, no.
But she doesn't want to hurt Dad's feelings.
No.
It's called Battle of the Tinder Dates, where we pose two listeners against each other to find out whose dating life is the most ew.
Yeah.
I'll explain the rules in just a minute, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she has two closets in her apartment.
Oh.
One for her secrets and one for all her skin-tight leather outfits.
Yeah.
Say hello to Leather Heather.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I mean, a lot of people are swiping right already.
My kind of lady.
Pleasure to be here. Hey, guys.
Pleasure's the key word.
And in this corner, her go-to first date move is to take your phone, call your parents, and whisper bedroom positions to your mom.
What?
It's Breathy Brittany.
Oh,
the leapfrog.
What? What
is that?
My mom doesn't even know what that one is.
I don't even know what it is.
Well,
Brittany knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's how the game works. One contestant's going to tell a short story about a terrible dating experience they had. Then the other will come and try and counter with a nightmare date of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds. And then at the end, we'll vote on a winner. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
No, I was talking to them.
Yeah, our contestants.
I was excited.
Are our contestants ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay, Brooke. We know. Let's start this off with Heather. Heather, give us your best story.
So I went on a date with a guy. I noticed he was really shy at first, but a few drinks in, he admits he's never kissed anybody before.
Oh,
no
poor
way.
Baby.
Uh-oh.
Nobody?
Did you kiss him right there? You needed to kiss him.
I did. I offered. I said, I'll be your first if you'd like.
Aww.
Oh, that's great.
He goes, no thanks.
What?
Oh.
Shut up.
He says, I'm waiting for someone special.
Oh, he did it.
Ouch.
Ooh, shot to the ego with that one.
Yeah.
Being choosers on that.
All right,
wow.
Brittany, you're up.
So I decided to go on Tinder and match with a guy, and he asked me would I like to go to a bar. It was about 30 minutes out, and I was like, sure. So I ended up driving, and when we get there, he goes, hey, I just need an Uber. You know, I feel really bad now. And he hops out and just goes
what?
In the bar.
Wait, he just, no. He used you as a ride to the bar he wanted to go to?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That is messed up.
Oh, my gosh.
But kind of smart.
Okay.
All right, that's the end of round one.
Wow.
On to round two. Heather, time to step it up.
So I went on a date at a karaoke bar. Mm-hmm. And the guy picked a duet for the two of us.
Okay.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
All right.
Mid-song, he takes the mic away from me and hands it to another girl in the audience.
What?
Whoa.
Are you a terrible singer?
He said he thought he was helping because I was struggling and she was singing much better.
Oh,
wow. It's not American Idol.
I feel that because I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah,
I really feel
I feel that.
That
for the guy. Like, if you're going to sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough, you want it done right. So.
No, I mean... It's supposed to be fun.
Well, that is fun when you hear when you sing it the right way.
Okay, judgy.
He's a karaoke pro.
I know.
I'm impartial because of my karaoke background. Anyway, Brittany, can you beat that story?
I went out with a guy who was older than me. He ended up being like 37, and he looks really good in his profile pic. So we meet up, and I find out that he is actually a grandpa.
What?
Wow.
37?
Yeah, at 37. So the story was from him is that he had a kid at 14, and then his child had a kid when he was 15.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my God.
He wasn't even a new grandpa, if I'm doing the math right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not ready to be a stepmom, let alone a step-grandmother.
You're the only one. All right, that's round two. We're moving on to the third and final round. Heather, we need your best story here.
I go to dinner with a guy. Afterwards, we're standing right outside waiting for our Uber. He says, show me your teeth.
Teeth?
So I smile really big. He leans in. I think he's going to kiss me. Instead, he reaches into my mouth.
Oh, no.
Pulls lettuce out of my teeth.
Pulls what out of your mouth?
Lettuce.
Oh, lettuce. I mean, that was nice of him.
Tell me I have food in my teeth, right? Like, yeah. I can take care of this myself. But no, it gets worse.
What?
Afterwards, he pops the lettuce into his mouth.
Oh my God. Ew, icky. Icky.
Maybe he was still hungry after the meal.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're on to our last story, Brittany.
Oh my God, that made my stomach churn.
Yeah, I know.
This is gross.
We're gonna hold back our gags, but Brittany, last story. Here we go.
Okay, I went to this dive bar, and things were going really well with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go and get some drinks because we had already had a few, and I was feeling, like, really tipsy. And so I thought I would be, like, just really spontaneous. And when I got back to the table, I just sat them down, and then I started making out with the guy, you know?
Oh, dang. Okay.
Wow, bold.
And as we are making out, I start to feel this tap on my shoulder. And I look around, and it was my date.
No.
So, come to find out, the guy I was making out with was not my date.
What?
How did that happen?
How drunk were you?
They have the same hat.
Oh,
that makes sense. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that he probably thought that excuse was good, though.
I think he would have been like, oh, you guys have the same hat. I'm sorry. You're right. Continue.
Yeah.
My bad.
Turn into a triple kiss.
All right. That's the final bell.
Oh, my gosh.
What a round.
Yeah.
Let's go to the judges and find out who the winner is. Brooke, who are you giving it to today?
I can't get over that lettuce story with the teeth, Heather, and him eating it. You got my vote, hands down.
That's one for Heather. Jose?
I have to agree. I will never get that out of my head. And also, who knows how long that lettuce was in my
mouth? Was it even from that meal?
Gotta be Heather.
All right.
Leather Heather.
My vote doesn't even matter, but I would have voted for Heather anyway. Heather, congratulations. You're the grand champion of sadness.
I know. I told my girlfriend.
I'm going to win this.
She's like, I'm validated.
Yeah, well, you win a 2 a.m. booty call from our own Jose Bolaños to keep the disappointment going all night long.
Text me.
Thank you for playing Battle of the Tinder Dates. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.